Hi guys, and welcome back to my not so secret diary. Oh no. You guys don't even know who I am. I'm Jalen, and welcome back to my not so secret diary. Sorry y'all. So in today's video or today's podcast, I just want to talk about supporting yourself and just like me growing and learning to support myself and not waiting for other people to support me. So I want to start off this episode with a little think piece I wrote a couple months ago. You need to start showing up for yourself the same way you show up for your friends. Support yourself the same way you support your friends. Love yourself the same way you love your friends. Value yourself the way you value your friends. In order to grow, you must reflect. And with my reflecting, I found that I don't feel the same support I give. When I support 100%. I like, comment, share, subscribe, purchase, follow, wear, recommend, and push my friends towards the success I know they can achieve. Ooh, sorry y'all. When it comes to me and supporting myself, I don't put in the same effort. And if I don't support me, how can I expect anyone else to? Why would anyone want to? I feel like this could be 3 different episodes. So today's episode is going to be the importance of supporting yourself, especially right now at our age. Right now, for most of us, life is about setting ourselves up to live comfortably in the future. Right now, we're learning the hardest lessons and fighting the toughest battles, and we all need the support we can get. Just, I'm so dumb. But basically, because I'm not going to re-record this, I've re-recorded this several times already. I'm talking today about how I plan on supporting myself, the before, and then how to balance supporting myself and supporting my friends, because I feel like a lot of people feel like, or me personally, I'm going to talk about me personally. I personally feel like I don't know how to balance that. So, yeah. How I plan to support myself. I've actually been doing really good with supporting myself. I wrote this back in March. I wrote this think piece back in March, and actually ever since I wrote it, I have started supporting myself a little bit more. I haven't been as consistent on any platform like I want to be, but hey, I'm filming this right now, and I plan on, I don't know, something clicked in my head today, and I plan on being a little more consistent than I was. Yeah, but supporting yourself comes with consistency. Speaking of consistency and being consistent, consistency in anything that you want to do, like being consistent in the gym, if that's something like a hobby that you want to pick up, or if you just want to live a healthier lifestyle and you need the support in that, you need to be consistent. Same thing with learning. If you want to learn a new language, you have to be consistent and you have to work at it every day. Or learning a new skill, learning a new hobby, starting a YouTube channel, or just, you know, like in your career, whatever you want to do, consistency is a big part of it. So I plan on supporting myself by being consistent, and there's many areas where I need to support myself in, and my health was one of them, my mental health was another, you know, just like the things that I want to do that I wasn't doing and I always felt like I didn't have time to do. I didn't have the time to do them because I wasn't supporting myself and I didn't want to be consistent in it. Like, oh, I don't have the time to edit. But it wasn't that I didn't have the time to edit because I had the time to be on Instagram. I had the time to be on TikTok. I had the time to be on Twitter. I had the time to watch other people's videos. I had the time to watch movies and just sit and stare at the wall and do nothing. I had all that time. You know, it's just I didn't want to be consistent in it. I didn't want to go through the boring part. I didn't want to go through the learning part or the hard part of anything. Like, if it's hard, I immediately give up. I immediately quit. And that's not the actions of somebody who is supporting themselves either, which is another thing. I need to push through the hard part, not just of life, because as of recently, okay, let's go back to mental health for a moment. I have actually been doing better mentally because I had a click. I had a click when I was thinking about supporting myself, and I realized that it goes to every aspect of my life. There's always going to be a rough patch. There's always going to be a hard part. It's just, do you want to get past it? Do you care enough to get past it? So when you're learning a new skill, or you're learning a new hobby, or you're picking up something like YouTube, for example, it gets very discouraging when you're at that part, the hard part, you know? So like the hard part of YouTube is getting the views, or like feeling like you're not wasting your time and talking to yourself, right? The hard part of mental health is getting through the negativity, or like the, for me, the wanting to die, the wanting to, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The hard part of learning a new sport is picking up the sport, picking up the rules, you know, or like learning how to coordinate your mind and your body. The hard part of the gym is just being consistent, honestly. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. The hard part of the gym is eating. The hard part of the gym is the food part. But yeah, so there's gonna be a hard part basically in anything that you do. But it's you have to persevere. And in order to persevere or get past it, you have to support yourself. And that is where it comes back to this episode. Is because if you don't support yourself, you will never get past that hard part. And in order to support yourself and get past the hard part, you have to be consistent. What does that take? Like, you have to get on your Zoom. You got to get on your Zoom. You got to be consistent. Every day, you got to be on your Zoom. You got to be consistent. And that is how I plan on supporting myself, is through consistency. Every day, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to get on my Zoom. Every day, I have been waking up. Have I been getting on my Zoom every day? No, but at least I've been getting out of bed. For my mental health, that is me supporting myself. Me waking up and just waking up. I haven't been getting on my Zoom. I haven't been, you know what I'm saying, working on the goals that I want to work towards. But I've been waking up. And I continue to wake up. But I also want to start getting on my Zoom, basically. I also want to start being consistent and just doing hobbies and bettering myself every day. Like, that is how I plan on supporting myself, honestly. Because I realized the moment my friends need something, I'm there. The moment they need help with anything, I'm there. I'm there supporting them. Biggest number one fan. You can ask any of my friends. I will always be their number one fan. But I have to realize I need to be my number one fan as well. So it's like they getting on their Zoom and I'm there to help them with that. I need to get on my Zoom. You know what I'm saying? So enough with the TikTok references. I plan on supporting myself basically by being consistent and just like waking up every day and doing something towards my goals. Like, they're not just gonna happen overnight. Success, Rome was not built in a day, which is something I need to remember. Rome was not built in a day, but also Rome was not built by doing nothing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Rome was built off of hard work. Rome was built off of waking up and getting it done, doing stuff to progress. And so the before, like I said, like, I really wasn't being consistent in anything that I wanted to do. I was pushing all of my stuff to the back burner, basically. And it was just like, oh, I'll do it later. Or I was always finding an excuse. I was always finding an excuse on why I could not do what I wanted to do. Oh, well, I don't have the time. Oh, well, I'm always working. Oh, well, I'm in school, y'all. Let me tell you. All you have to do is ask for it and it will be given to you. My excuse, God literally took my excuse right out of my mouth. Oh, I'm not consistent with my podcast, or I'm not consistent on YouTube because I just don't have the time. School takes up a lot of my time, and my social life in school takes up a lot of my time, and work takes up a lot of my time on the weekends, and this, that, and the third. You know what God did? God took away work, school ended, and now I'm bored. And now that I'm bored, I'm realizing, like, this is your time. God literally, because what do you mean God just took your job? Like, he literally just said, boop, Do you know what I'm saying? And it's actually, like, I'm going to be real honest, real transparent here. It's actually been really hard for me to get another one. It's, like, every job that I apply to, it's either, like, not a real job or it's, like, I can't think of the word, but it's, like, You know what I'm saying? Like, every job that I've just come across is like a nope. And now I am going to eventually go back to the job that I had, hopefully, if they, you know, let me, which I'm pretty sure. But I was asking for time to support myself, and I got that time. I'm here today and I'm recording this podcast, and I'll probably record maybe like 2 or 3 more episodes just today because I have the time. I literally have nothing to do today. So the before I was always making an excuse on why I couldn't do things for myself, why I was always supporting other people and putting my time into supporting other people, but I couldn't support myself because I don't have the time to do it. But now that I have the time to do it, I'm realizing that that has to stop. You have to find the time to support yourself. But while you're finding time to support yourself, you have to remember to balance. And this is my last point for this episode, is you have to remember to balance. So, like I said, the before, I was always finding time to support other people, never finding time to support myself. And then, like, for, like, a week or two, I got into this thing where it was like, okay, well, I'm only going to support myself. All the time that I'm taking and supporting other people, I'm going to take it and support myself. So now the balance was like this. So at first it was like this, and then it went like this. But it needs to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like that. Support yourself a little bit more than you support others. I feel like that's a personal preference, but comma. There needs to be some sort of balance there, because people treat you how you treat them, but also the universe gives you what you put out. So if I want support, I have to give support. If I want good vibes, good energy, I want my friends to show up for me, I have to show up for them. It's just like, people with birthdays, that's the perfect example. People with birthdays, if you don't tell somebody happy birthday, 9 times out of 10 they won't tell you happy birthday. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm not really a big birthday person, so I don't care about people telling me happy birthday. I tell people happy birthday all the time, but I know a lot of people who will not tell you happy birthday because you didn't tell them happy birthday. And so if these people, if two words, happy birthday, if people don't tell you happy birthday because you didn't tell them happy birthday, what makes you think that they're going to support you when you don't support them? Or what makes you think that the universe is going to give you support, or God is going to give you support that you're looking for from outside people that don't even know you, if that's what you're looking for? And you're not even supporting other people. It's just like, all you want is to get. Like, you just want it taken. That's all it is. That's what it sounds like when you don't support other people. It's like, I just want, I take, but I'm not going to give anything back to my community. I'm not going to give anything back to anybody else, but I want all this good to come to me. And that's not how life works. You have to put out to get some back. So you have to remember to balance. Yes, you need to start, or I need to start showing up and supporting myself. Yes, I need to find that time, stop making excuses, but I cannot forget about those that also are going to help support me. And I have to support those that are supporting me while I'm on this journey. So yeah, that's basically today's episode. I know it was short, but I did kind of like put the 3 main topics that I wanted to talk about. I am going to separate them up into separate parts, and today was about support and supporting myself. So I told you guys honestly how I plan on supporting myself, which is by being consistent and showing up for myself and not making excuses anymore, like finding that time. I told y'all what life was like before and how I wasn't finding the time. I always found an excuse. And I told y'all my plan on balancing and remembering to balance supporting myself and supporting others, because that is probably the main part of success in life, honestly, is putting out what you want to get in. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I think this is like one of my shortest episodes, but I kind of dig the little short 15-20 minute vibe. So if you guys enjoyed today's episode or video, if you're watching this on YouTube, let me know. If not, also let me know. If you have any tips on how I can better my episodes, let me know. If you have any topics you want me to talk about, also let me know. Thank you guys so much for listening today. And until next time, bye.